This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN Radio. Pete Zimmerman produces the show. I'm John Williams. We've always got a great lineup of guests. On Wednesdays, we give a lot of our time to Terry Savage, the financial columnist, and we even asked her to come on my morning show today in the 9 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about what so many of you are complaining about, noticing, and worried about, and that is identity theft via the unemployment insurance scam that's going on, IDES. Cards, letters, checks have been coming to you. You need to know what to do about that if you were not supposed to be getting it. Also on the show, we said on my Facebook page, WGN King John, tell us what you're thankful for. And lots of texts came in. The most common theme, of course, was people thankful for their family and their jobs when they have them. The forward march of democracy, too, a common theme for those of you telling us what you're thankful for. And you're listening all across the country. We've got people in Chicago and Wisconsin and Indiana. John, God, my family and my friends in this beautiful place in Tennessee where I live. Hey, John, I'm thankful for whatever technology it is that is letting me listen to you right now in Hendersonville, Nevada. And the list goes on. Okay, nationally syndicated columnist Terry Savage. She's got readers all around the world, too. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to be with you again on this Wednesday.
Okay, here we go. So I asked you to come on earlier today, Terry, just because I'd heard from so many people that were saying, what do I do now about this IDES, about this card I got in the mail and this unemployment compensation letter?
John?
Yes?
We broke the story here on WGN, and the only reason we were able to do that is because when this started happening back in May, you couldn't get through, you still can't get through to IDES. And people began calling in and posting on my Ask Terry blog at terrysavage.com. I got this card. I never applied. What do I do? And that was the one place where I suddenly realized there was a tsunami of people who, at the beginning, it was just getting these cards. It went on to all kinds of other unemployment issues where the security of IDES, along with every other state unemployment bureau, or almost every other, was breached. If you all remember back when the Equifax credit report breach happened and they took the information of lots and lots of people, name, address, birth date, and social security number, I always wondered what they were going to do with this. Now we know what they did with it. They sold that information on the dark web, they being shadowy characters. And for every person out there, I promise you this, who has a sense that maybe either you got a card, you got a note from unemployment, you got something. For every person, there are probably at least two whose identity was also stolen, but they still have no idea how to deal with it or that it happened. So please, let's talk about that today. I'm glad to do that. What you can do and how you can find out. It's going to be a really serious issue. Let me make this point. You may not know now, but in January, when the federal government and the state government send out 1099 forms saying, we sent you $12,819 in unemployment benefits, now pay the taxes, the income taxes, because that's taxable money, you're going to go, and a lot of people are going to go, what? I never applied. I'm 82 years old. I'm 46, and I'm still working at my same job, and I never applied. Whatever. There's going to be the fight of a century, and I just sent a note to my contact at the IRS saying, are you geared up for this? Because it'll be a big deal in January and February.
Maybe we shouldn't have to pay taxes on unemployment benefits. After all, we don't have money. That's why we're getting unemployment benefits.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. Right now, people who never applied, who had no idea about unemployment, first of all, let's acknowledge, there are still thousands and thousands of people in our listening audience who did apply, never received their full benefits, aren't getting their back benefits, aren't able to certify, got some benefits, certified that they had a temporary job, and now they want to reopen their claims and can't get that done. So it's a mess in general. But there are many, many people who had nothing to do with unemployment who will find out belatedly their information was used. Someone got money, either off these cards, which even if you didn't activate them, signals that something was going on, and the FBI is working on that.
But Terry, is there anything I can do now to forestall that meeting with the IRS down the road. That is, a woman called yesterday and said, I just tore up that card, and she thought her problem was solved. Well, that doesn't solve it. If you activate the card and try to, or if you don't activate the card and don't do anything with it, either way, your identity is stolen, and maybe somebody is claiming benefits in your name and your Social Security number. So there's really nothing you can do right now, right, to keep
the
fact...
There are a couple of things you can and should be doing. But no, you can't stop it. You can
right.
only protect yourself for this next event.
Right.
In May, I wrote a column. I updated it October 1st. If you go to terrysavage.com, under the financial links blue box, there's a thing that says identity theft, what to do. And if you click on that, it will give you a step-by-step of actions you should be taking. Now, even if you don't think you're compromised, if you will follow these steps, you will be able to get a good idea whether you have been or haven't been compromised and what to do. So I urge everybody to go. It's just a long list. I'm happy to go through it. But the link is at terrysavage.com, the right side under the box called Important Financial Links.
Terry Savage, the financial columnist, will take your calls next. 312-981-7200. You can text in as well. Your chances are best if you call. But if you've got a text, do that as well, 312-981-7200. Terry Savage, terrysavage.com. The financial columnist joins us Wednesdays. Terry, all of our lines are ringing now.
Let me do one quick thing.
Yep.
Because I see people, names popping up, always subscribe to your newsletter, which is free, and I got to get around to writing one. Let me just give you a quick 1, 2, 3 about this report that's on my webpage, terrysavage.com, on the right side under financial links, under identity theft, do this. Number one, you want to freeze your credit. So there's a link to each of the credit bureaus. But freezing it is not enough. Read your credit report. Freezing it prevents anyone from opening new accounts in your name. But what you want to look at on your credit report is, was there ever an inquiry from either a bank you don't recognize or even the Small Business Administration? That is a signal that someone might be trying to open a new bank account or take out a loan in your name. If you see that, you know your identity is compromised, and you want to contact that bank and say, make sure there's no account opened in my name. Bank accounts don't get reported on your credit report, but inquiries do. Number two, I just talked with the FBI. They are working on it. I said, can you update me? And she said, maybe next week we'll come on. But you want to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. Or go to tips.fbi.gov. Make a report. They swear they will read it. It will not go into the depths of anywhere. Next, you're supposed to report it to IDES. If you think someone, either if you received one of these cards, no matter what it is, you should report it. But the fact is, they aren't getting back to you within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, anything. Take a screenshot of your attempts to report fraud. You just do that by pushing the button at the top of your keyboard marked print screen, PRTSDR. And then send yourself an email. Just paste that screenshot in the email so you will have proof. Also, file a police report. The police are so busy they don't want to take it, but you need a copy of that police report because next January you're going to get a 1099 and be shocked that someone took out money in your name and that the government is asking you to pay taxes on it. So read the report. There's links to the credit bureaus and a list of things to do. Do all of them. If you have any idea, in fact, even if you don't have any idea that your credit is compromised, freeze your credit report now. It's
Terry,
free.
Some of our listeners were told to contact the FTC.
The Federal Trade Commission is, as far as I know, the FBI is a better place to report. They're compiling the database. You can file a report with the FTC as well, but they're not really set up to get back to you. I know the FBI says they are keeping a database.
Yeah.
They're working on this because not only do they want to catch the perpetrators, they'd like to see if they could get some of the money back. I'm not optimistic about that.
Hmm. Well, I'm happy to cooperate and file all the reports that will help them track or keep track of this.
Sure.
But mostly I just don't want to lose money. I don't want somebody to take my money.
Nobody is. Once you freeze your credit report and so forth, and you keep track of your, you check online your bank balances, your credit card balances, nobody's going to take money from you. The real problem with this is next year, if someone took out money in your name from unemployment or any other way this year, but particularly from unemployment, The government is still going to have your Social Security number, and they have your mailing address attached to your Social Security number, and they're going to send you a thing, you know, a 1099, like you get W-2 for wages, 1099s for if you're an independent contractor. This will be a 1099-G from the government saying, you got unemployment money, now pay taxes. And I know this is going to be the huge story of January and February when people go, what?
Yeah.
You know, I was never unemployed. I'm retired. I never did anything.
What about this? John, I'm in the process of refinancing on my home. Can I freeze my credit?
Well, you're going to have a PIN to lift the credit just for the people that are doing the refinancing to access your credit. So yeah,
okay.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
But if they're going to check your credit, freeze it right afterward.
John, I know that Terry will receive a lot of questions, but my daughter applied for unemployment again, and at the top of her letter it lists a company that she never worked for, but at the bottom it lists her current employer. I say fraud.
Oh, yeah, I say fraud, too. What do you mean, at the top of her letter?
I don't know. I'll just read it to you again. I receive a lot of questions. My daughter applied for unemployment again. At the top of her letter it lists a company she's never worked for. Well, it would seem to me that if you've got that on there, that's the red flag.
That's an absolute red flag, and I think she should contact that company, and that will be an interesting, you know, little trick to see if somebody else is involved. But, yeah, that's the kind of thing where you want to freeze your credit, want to contact that company and report the fraud and report it. But if she's really claiming unemployment, that makes it even more complex because she doesn't want to shut down the process of getting her own well-deserved unemployment.
My adult son received a letter from IDES about an address change that he did not make. He reported it, but that's risk, right?
Right. Now, the question is he already receiving unemployment benefits to that address?
The question is his Social Security number at risk now? And the answer would be yes.
Yes, okay. It is. If he's already receiving benefits, he needs to try and contact IDES for a callback and stop it so he will get his own benefits and follow all those other steps, FBI report and everything.
Jacqueline, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Yes, I just wanted to just directly say to Terry Savage, I don't know what she did, but as I told you, I think a week or two ago, I did finally receive my stimulus check. And I had emailed her, and I don't know what you did, but you did it. I got my check.
Don't give me superpowers, but I had posted the links. That period for getting your stimulus check should be over now. There may be a few more dribbling out, and we'll see if there's another round of them. But I'm glad you got your check,
but it wasn't
my superpower.
It's very
nice of you
to call. Jennifer,
thank
you're on WGN. Hi, Jennifer. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I was a victim of the unemployment fraud, and this happened I got the first letter saying I was able to get it in mid-October. And then I got the card October 30th. So then I was up until 3 in the morning, freezing my credit, you know, filing this with IDES. And I did just contact the FBI last week, and then I filed with my employer. That's the Chicago Public Schools. But then this week I got a letter supposedly from IDES. Well, it doesn't say that. It says benefit payment control, benefit repayment, repayment agreement. Sign this stating that you were accidentally paid $968 and now you have to be like on a payment plan to pay this back. So
Don't do that.
I won't.
Okay. So here's the thing. This is worse. Many people who did, you know, the IDES can't deal with the real problems. People who deserved unemployment but still haven't gotten it, I hear you, it pains me greatly. People who, all kinds of problems of people who really deserve it. They also can't deal with the identity theft thing. But they have managed to assign a number of people to go through the payments they've already paid out and tell people that they were overpaid for one reason or another. In this case, this sounds like a fraud, so I would absolutely just let this go. Are you receiving unemployment now?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So just let this go because this will get reconciled next year when the Illinois Department of Revenue, you know, comes after you. There's nothing really they can do.
But it sounds like, though, Terry, it does sound like Jennifer is going to be one of those people, though, who maybe is going to get a 1099 for money she never received.
Well, Jennifer, did you get any money at all? Were you ever unemployed and did you ever file?
No, I've never been unemployed. I never filed. I got the card. I shredded it.
It's total fraud, but do all the steps in that identity theft, do this article. I know you freeze your credit.
It.
I know you made the report.
We have to make this clear, though, but for people like Jennifer, this is the call I get all the time. They think, okay, good, I shredded it and I didn't do anything wrong. But it's quite possible, right, Terry, that she is going to get a 1099 for money she never received.
Oh, there's no doubt that you probably will.
Yeah.
I just got an email. I asked my friend at the FBI to contact me, and I'm reading this as I read it. I'm sending it to you. I said, okay, I keep saying the FBI is working on it. Any news at all about finding the perps or what will happen when people get 1099s asking them to pay taxes on money they didn't get? And this, I'm sure it's public because send it to me. Those are fair questions. We are, of course, continuing to focus on unemployment fraud. This is from the FBI. Right now, we are advising anyone who has reason to believe that they are a victim to contact IDES to document it and the Social Security Administration, okay, to address the issue of future 1099s. I got to think about why the Social Security Administration.
Great, another bureaucracy.
IDES has a website answering with frequently asked questions. Yeah, IDES pages reporting unemployment insurance fraud. You can do that at IDES. But people should be advised not to wait to report victimization as tax season will soon be upon us. That's exactly what I've been saying.
Okay, hold on.
You
Terry, stay right there. Jennifer, does that help you, Jennifer?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering if the letter I got wasn't part of the fraud. Like, pay us this
now. It is part of the fraud because you never applied. So it's either part of the fraud or some piece of IDES has picked up on the fact that someone has received benefits in your name. Just ignore that. But report the fraud, and I can't stress this enough. It's going to be your word against theirs down the road. And it's going to be a lot of people's word against IDES, and we know what a mess they are. So take a screenshot when you fill out that form. Just push print screen. Nobody knows how to do that, but push print screen. That makes a copy of your screen. Or you take your phone camera and take a picture of your screen and send that picture to yourself. Keep it so that when this stuff comes to light next spring, you can say, look, here's the date on the corner of my screen. Or I emailed it to myself on November 25th. I tried to report it. Here's a screenshot. The IDES lost my
report.
I hate
the idea. All right, hold on, Terry. We got it loud and clear. It's 12:31. We'll pause here. We'll come back to Terry Savage. I hate the fact that you have to advocate that strenuously for yourself when you didn't do anything wrong. It's like you are the person who has to prove yourself innocent. I think they should prove you guilty. You didn't do anything wrong. Get back at it. Terry Savage, financial columnist here on the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN Radio, joins us on Wednesdays in a busy day today with so much interest peaking right now about IDES and the unemployment insurance scam. Hey, John Williams, if I freeze my credit, does that mean my auto payments out of my credit cards won't go through? If you freeze that, Terry, does everything else still happen if you've set up auto pays?
No. If you freeze your credit, it only means no one can open new credit in your name. And before anyone will grant credit, whether it's a department store or a new Visa or MasterCard or a mortgage loan or anything like that, they're going to check, or maybe even opening a new bank account, which is why you might see a bank inquiry. Freezing your credit will stop that. It will not stop that someone gets your PIN number for your existing Visa and charges up $2,000 at Best Buy. That's why you have to look every week at a minimum online to see your credit card balances and your checking account balances. It will not stop if someone gets your debit card, them draining your bank account, although you're protected against fraud. It'll take a while to get it back. So freezing your credit only prevents new credit from being opened in your name. Someone wants to take out a new mobile phone and use your information. They won't let that happen because your credit is frozen. But all your existing credit continues to work just as it would have before.
I understand why they think that, though. Freezing credit means it sounds like, okay, I can't use my
credit account. No, it doesn't mean you can't charge now.
All right. I want to add,
I'm having this lovely email conversation and with my FBI contact who didn't give me permission to reveal the name but is the contact person at the FBI for a lot of media. I asked, wait, why did you tell me that they should contact Social Security? And I got this response. Social Security, because unemployed government fraud victims may be, and I will add, are likely, misusing a victim's personal information, including Social Security account number. Now, I don't know what Social Security can do, because they don't assign new Social Security numbers unless you're in witness protection. But just remember, you want to track any use of your Social Security number. So I have to follow up on that. But if you're reporting to the FBI, you need to do it to keep track of what you report. And not just go to their website and report it, but take a screenshot, a picture of you putting your information on the screen, keeping that to say, way back in October, November, December, I tried to tell you guys that I thought I was a victim.
That's incumbent upon you, the listener, too, to figure out how to get a screenshot. Somebody said, hey, John, Terry's been talking about taking the screenshot. For Mac users, it's not print screen. There's no key for that. What you do is you hold shift, command, and three, all three of those at the same time. I thought it was four, but either way, hold shift, command, three, or four, hold all three of those at the same time. Find a way to get a picture of that. It helps you document it. That's on you. All right, Terry, let's pick up more phone lines. We'll start with Paula. You're on WG.
Thank you for that, whoever called.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Paula, you're on the air. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you guys?
You're buying a home, are you?
Yeah, so I just wondered how, if I put a lock on my credit reports, will they still be able to do what they have to do to get me pre-qualified?
You will be given a PIN number. You can lift it for just that purpose of letting the mortgage lender be able to access your credit. So that's what you would do.
So now you got an extra step there, but you can still do both, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Love listening to you guys.
Thanks, Paula. Yep, she's pretty helpful, that Terry Savage. Barry, can we help you? You're on WGN.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of what she's mentioned, but one of my questions is this. On the letter that I received, they indicated to me that our records indicate the last four numbers of your checking account are whatever the numbers are, and a certain bank. A, it's not my bank. B, it's fraud. And should I contact that bank to let them know?
Yes, absolutely. Where are you seeing that correspondence with the letters of your bank? Is that purported to be from IDES?
It says UI finding. Talks about
employer,
et cetera.
Okay.
But it also goes on to say that, it says you can certify the benefits online. I have not certified the benefits, although I'm guessing if this other person might be certifying it. Would that money still be flowing out without my certification?
We don't know all the multiple ways that they're getting money off credit card, debit cards that were sent to people or accounts that were open. We know IDES is a mess. So absolutely report fraud to IDES, take a picture of it, but also absolutely contact that bank. When you call the toll-free number of the bank, ask for the fraud department. Believe me, banks are much faster on the draw than IDES by about a factor of 1,000 times. They have to make good on fraudulent claims, so they're going to get on it right away. Contact that bank, report that to them, and say, I think someone's opened an account in my name, and you want to write down who you talked to, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, be good.
To confirm in writing by email to you that you've filed this complaint with them, okay?
And by the way, Barry's bank that he's talking about is in Utah. Barry's not in Utah, so another red flag.
A lot of people bank elsewhere. Yeah.
Barry, thanks for the phone call, I suppose. So Mary had a question for you. Mary, you're on WGN.
Hi, John. Hi, Carrie. Thank you. My husband is a small business owner. We received a letter from IDES about an employee filing unemployment. He got in touch with them, and it's fraud. We know that's fraudulent, but what is the responsibility? Is there any effect with the business owner? Are we going to how would this affect us? We've never had a claim filed before, so we don't know the normal workings.
Okay.
We don't know this IDES. Do they first send a letter to the business owner, or do they first?
You know what? This has been part of the scam. I work a lot with Channel 9, WGN Television. I'm usually on the morning news. Mm-hmm. It was today,
right.
I guess. And we did an evening for Julie Unruh, the fabulous consumer reporter, and I did a show because people telling me this. One was a small business owner, owned a hair salon. Not only did her right-hand woman, who was the stylist, who was working next to her, she got a report that your stylist filed for unemployment. She turned over and said, did you really? But then she said, then I got a report that I filed for unemployment. She said she had a tough time getting through to IDES and saying that it wasn't her. And I won't rule out anything happening in the future. There's not much they can do to you, because you did the scam and you reported it. As long as you keep a paper trail, of your efforts to report it.
Perfect.
But that employee, by the way, the employee needs to follow all those steps to freeze his or her credit.
Okay. Still more fun things to do during the holidays. A couple of you have said, hey, listen, I'm not good with computer. Maybe you don't have unlimited computer access. If there's one phone number that people should be calling, then, Terry, is it that IDES number, 800-814-0513?
Yes, but that's just the giantest waste of time. In fact, I have to tell you, I called in to get put on the callback line just to see how long it's, and when I got a callback a couple of days ago, I went, oh, my God, I did this way back in September. And you're finally getting around to calling me. Well, we're very busy. What is your problem? And I said, well, actually, I need some help, and da-da-da-da-da, and that was the end of that. Calling them won't work. You have to get someone who's computer savvy. I'm really serious. The whole fraud is digital as well as real money. And just because you're older and you don't have a computer is no excuse. Go to the public library. They'll help you. You must have a nephew, a young person. Go to your church and find out the youngest person on the staff and say, help me do this. Here's Terry Savage's article. Print it out. You can print that article, Identity Theft, What to Do Now. It's under financial links, the blue box. You'll say, do this. Print it out and ask that person to help you. Sit on a computer and make these reports and keep the proof of it.
TerrySavage.com. Okay, Terry. You know, listen, the world is a good place, and there's good people out there. This is such a downer, this thing, but we're trying to help people, and I'm really glad that you are doing what you're doing, Terry.
I love doing this. There's a lot more we could talk about. Next week we're going to talk about student loans, a lot going on with that, but I'll tell you something. All of you who are doing this are very smart, because somehow this will get resolved next year. It's going to be a big, big hassle, and if you've got the documentation that you tried to report this, you're going to have a leg up in dealing with both the Illinois Department of Revenue and, of course, the IRS, all of whom are going to want taxes on money you didn't know you got, someone else got it, and you might not even have known that you were a victim of identity theft. So pass this article along to people who are never online, who have no idea that they could be victims, too.
I'll talk to you next week, Terry. Thank you.
Next week, John. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Yep, TerrySavage.com. That article's on her page, Identity Theft. And we will talk about the student loans, which she writes is now the new hot topic. We've been talking about that here, too. Right now, let's go into the WGN Radio Newsroom. Another Business Minute. This is Ryan Burrow.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Just weeks before residents move into the newly constructed third tallest tower in Chicago, the glass building has a new name. The Vista Tower will now be St. Regis Chicago. The 101-story tower is making the name change after signing with St. Regis Hotels and Resorts, part of Marriott International. There will be about 200 hotel rooms on 12 floors of the building. It was a good fourth quarter for Illinois-based Deere & Company. Despite the pandemic, the company saw a net income rise of 5%. The company crediting strong execution and disciplined cost management. Worldwide net sales were down, but equipment operation net sales were up both for the quarter and for the year. Know before you go, many big box retailers are pausing their Thanksgiving in-store shopping until the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Stores like Costco, Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, Target, and Macy's will not be opening their doors until Friday morning. However, there are many offering discounts and deals online. I'm Ryan Burrow, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
I'm taking Thursday and Friday off. I will be back in the saddle here on Monday, and the Wintrust Business Lunch will be too.